Plants, as you know, can't move around, but they still need to spread their seeds to new areas to grow and thrive. One of the most effective strategies plants use for this is wind dispersal. By taking advantage of the wind, plants can ensure their seeds reach favorable locations. Today, I'll explain two specific ways plants use the wind to improve the chances that their seeds survive, and of course, grow into new plants. First, some plants use the wind to transport their seeds to areas with better access to sunlight and nutrients. Take the dandelion, for example. Its seeds are attached to fluffy, parachute-like structures made of fine, hair-like fibers. These fibers are incredibly lightweight and designed to catch even the slightest breeze. Because of their structure, dandelion seeds can travel significant distances, sometimes several miles, before they land. Their ability to disperse far from the parent plant helps the seeds reach open spaces with less competition from other plants and better sunlight, giving them an ideal environment to grow and thrive. Second, other plants use the wind to increase the likelihood that their seeds will be scattered across great distances, reducing overcrowding. Maple trees are a great example of this. Their seeds have wing-like structures on one side that cause them to spin as they fall. This spinning motion slows down their descent, allowing the wind more time to carry the seeds farther away. By ensuring the seeds land far from the parent tree, maples avoid having too many seedlings competing for the same limited resources, like soil nutrients and water. This strategy means their seeds end up in areas with fewer competing plants, increasing their chances of survival.